Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Chicago bringing us back. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great listen with a good friend, Donald Hunter. Donald, you got another story to tell us, something you've seen out there. What have you seen companies do where they made a big mistake and they realized it and they called you in? Anything like that?
Yes. Trying to frame your question here, which is very general, and that is, what do they do when that happens? So when they made a mistake and they want to be fixed, what do they do? Well, they want to have a conversation. That's the first place to start, to have a conversation around really trying to understand what the mistake is and what the root cause of that mistake has been.
But they were feeling pain. First thing they felt was pain, right? Things weren't working, so they felt pain, and they said, okay, we're hurting. We need some relief. Who can give us a relief? So they reached out to you.
Absolutely. And so what we do is we have that conversation to really understand exactly what it is they're attempting to achieve, and then I design a program or an offering for them that helps them work through that problem. It's always the same solution, really. Mm-hmm. In these cases, is helping people understand the context that they're in, and then helping them make that change. It's all about really understanding the problem, the solution, and then
have they gotten to where they are, to where they're having the pain because they couldn't communicate with each other?
We're talking in general here, but communication is probably the biggest problem in corporate and in business.
Isn't that amazing after generations and generations? I mean, surely the last century has taught us so much about workplace communication and high-functioning organizations, and 10,000 books have been written on the topic. Surely we ought to have it down by now. The common denominator is humans, isn't it?
Well, we have diversity. We have behavior diversity, and we have motivation diversity. And you need that for a team. But when you have that diversity, that means there's differences between people, and that's where the communication friction or breakdowns occur.
So you're saying so what you're talking about, what you just described, I'm going to call the paradox of diversity. Diversity is necessary because you get better results with diversity, but it also brings with it challenges.
Absolutely.
The paradox of diversity.
Yes, and I like that term. Can I use it?
Absolutely. You can steal that.
Yes. So the paradox of diversity just means that when you will always have that difference between people, and you want that difference because you need these different perspectives.
It's like hybrid vigor. It helps your organization to accomplish more.
Absolutely.
But it brings extra requirements on management, doesn't it?
Right. And some people will be better at the research part and teaching others. Some people will be better at helping others to succeed. Some people will be better at understanding the ROI and helping to reduce waste and getting a return on the investment. Some people will step up and lead. Others will make sure everyone's following the rules, and you got to have each one of these types of individuals, but then they have to know how to communicate amongst one another because there can be some friction just because they're all seeing the world from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm. But you've got to have enlightened leadership if you're going to lead change with a diverse workforce and marketplace. Customers are diverse, more diverse now than ever before. You've got to have an enlightened management enlightened leadership to accomplish that, don't you?
And one of the keys is you've got to give each individual, this is part of the solution that we brought to the table, each individual a chance to be able to talk about what that friction is to someone that they trust, and then work through that friction on their side while understanding what that other person who they're having the friction with, how they're seeing it as well. And when
Donald, I got to wrap it up, buddy. Thanks for being here. DonaldHunterFinancial.com, right?
Yes.
Thanks for being here. Donald Hunter, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.